Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is blowing cold air. When thinking about Krishna, we should understand that Krishna is always present, just like the sun is always shining. What happens is that an artificial arrangement interferes with our contact with Krishna. Just like a cloud comes along in the sky and blocks the sun. The sun is always shining, but to those underneath the cloud, the sun is no longer present. Similarly, by an unusual arrangement, something has interfered with our relationship with Krishna. To the extent that we think even that Krishna doesn't exist, or we are separate from Krishna and entitled to make our own way through the world, the bhakti process is about dissipating that cloud so that once again we can see what is the natural situation. The natural situation is that Krishna is always present and we are always present with Krishna. The prime way for remaining in the presence of Krishna is through chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The example Srila Prabhupada always gave, if you are in an airplane and you're always flying in the correct direction, you're going from east to west and continue in that way, you'll always be in the presence of the sun. Similarly, if we always keep with us the Hare Krishna mantra, we're always in the presence of Krishna. So what is it that disturbs our association with Krishna? Or put differently, what is it that slows down our chanting process, which will bring about the revival of our relationship with Krishna? What slows it down is offensive chanting. Therefore, those who are taking Harinam Diksha and those who are taking second initiation should always remember the lifetime commitment to striving for chanting without offense. This may seem impossible, but with careful focus and making it our number one priority, certainly we can make progress toward offenseless chanting. Sometimes devotees think that because my chanting is so inattentive, because my chanting is so deficient, maybe I should just stop chanting or not worry so much about it. But as the acharyas point out, if you keep on with your chanting, slowly you'll come to the stage of offenseless chanting. So the solution is not to give up. The solution is not to slack off on the job, on the delight. The solution is to go on chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, we should always remember Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice, Grihe Thako, Vane Thako, Sada Hare Bole Thako. Whatever ashram you're in, householder, brahmachari, sannyasi, it doesn't matter. Your focus is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Whether you are working, whether you're going to school, whether you have a family or don't have a family, the number one preoccupation is chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, at initiation ceremonies, we stress awareness of the 10 offenses. And I trust that all the initiates have familiarized themselves and will continue to familiarize themselves regularly with the 10 offenses, which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes by saying, you can avoid all the other offenses simply by being attentive in your chanting. One has to arrange the lifestyle so that the chanting is the pride of place in your life. That takes constant effort. It's like driving a car. Sometimes you go too far to the right, sometimes too far to the left. But constantly you're adjusting and readjusting. Similarly, for the serious chanter of Hare Krishna, the life means a constant readjustment so that chanting occupies the pride of place. For those who are taking second initiation, especially they should be engaged in some brahmana activity. That means worshiping the deity, teaching others to worship the deity, studying the Vedic literature, teaching others the Vedic literature, giving and receiving charity. These are the six prime brahmana activities. In other words, it is not wanted ritualistic brahmanas, those who take second initiation just as a badge of distinction. This is not what we want. We want actual brahmanas who have knowledge and who engage in brahmana activities. No doubt there's some kind of distinction in some cultures attached to Brahmin initiation. But in the circle of devotees and the world of devotees, everything is about devotional service. We don't want Brahmanas in name or thread only. We want Brahmanas who demonstrate that they understand the science of Krishna. So yes, the deities are the center of this Radha Ballabha community. And yes, we want our devotees to be focused on the deities as the Lord of their life. But that requires qualification. There's no point in taking Brahmin initiation if one cannot show any dedication to brahmana activities. So in this way, we want to establish genuine human culture. Genuine human culture begins with chanting Hare Krishna and ends with chanting Hare Krishna. If you understand Krishna, you understand the Vedas. Just like if you are in fire, you understand all about fire. You don't have to do a scientific study of the flames, the oxygen, the fuel. You're in the fire, you're burning. You have reached the conclusion of the fire. Similarly, if you understand Krishna, if you are engaged in Krishna's service, then you have reached the conclusion of the Vedas. And Lord Chaitanya's program, as Krishna himself, is to give the highest realization of Krishna, the highest Krishna experience. Lord Chaitanya, as Krishna himself, is distributing love of Krishna in the Goloka Vrindavan capacity. The residents of Vrindavan never think that Krishna is God, yet they are totally 100% absorbed in thinking of Krishna, dedication to Krishna's pleasure. That's the ultimate conclusion of the Vedas. And by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone, even in this darkest age, most difficult age, has an opportunity to taste that supreme love of Goloka Vrindavan, and in that way, gradually shape your life for going to that supreme destination. So this is the real purpose of human life, to take the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and become Krishna conscious. All other missions that we have in life are either artificial, false, or just secondary, tertiary. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that if you're dealing with bodily and mental activities all for the sake of furthering your service to Krishna, then those bodily and mental activities are not ordinary. They're supportive of your devotional service. So the devotee is always streamlining the lifestyle to make sure that all the bodily and mental affairs directly contribute to a lifestyle of devotional service. So in other words, we do not neglect the necessary bodily and mental affairs, but they must be leading, like rivers pour into the ocean, they must be leading to Krishna's devotional service. They must be supportive of the devotional lifestyle. In conclusion, the first initiates should remember they are taking formal initiation into the chanting of Hare Krishna. Those taking second initiation should be mindful of the activities of a brahmana and the qualities of a brahmana. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna lists the qualities of the brahmana. Samodamas tapashocham shantir arjavam evacha gyanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma swabhavajam. The brahma karma, the activities of the brahmana, are so important. Control the mind, control the senses. Austere, tolerant, honest, live simply, has both wisdom and the realization from applying that wisdom. So let us not be brahmanas in name only. Srila Prabhupada would always point out, what has most ruined Vedic culture in India is the fantasy of brahmana by birth. That has destroyed India's Vedic culture, in that no one takes brahmana seriously anymore. It's as ridiculous as saying software engineer by birth, accountant by birth. No one will take it seriously. Please come, I'll be your accountant. What is your qualification? My father was an accountant. No one will take that seriously. Similarly, this whole concept of brahmana by birth has made a situation of ridicule for the Vedic culture. Therefore, we are working hard to establish real brahmanas so that people can actually see what is genuine human culture. I'm very happy that here at the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, you have such a dynamic and thorough program in Shastra education. We thank His Grace Aniruddha Prabhu and Her Grace Achintarupa Mataji for spearheading such a program, along with their many assistants. At the time of Srila Prabhupada's departure, devotees asked him, how will we know what to do in your physical absence? Srila Prabhupada replied that you read my books in the association of other devotees and everything will become clear. So whatever clarity we have is from chanting Hare Krishna and poring over Srila Prabhupada's books in the association of devotees. Hare Krishna. Now we'll ask the first initiates to come up. Those who are taking second initiation, I'll need to see you at midday. First is Satish. What are the four rules?
No meditating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling.
And what to do every day?
Chant Hare Krishna, minimum 60 minutes.
Your new name is Saviour Bhagavan Das. There are three things necessary in bhakti. The worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead, Saviour Bhagavan, the servitor, Sevaka Bhagavan, and Seva, devotional service. When you have those three things, that is real life, that is success. So Saviour Bhagavan Das, the servant of the worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarishya Mataji. What are the four rules? What to do every day? Sarishya is the wife, of course, of Navadvip Vasi. So your new name is Mayapur Vasi Devi Dasi. Mayapur Vasi, of course, means resident of Mayapur. So you are servant of the residents of Mayapur Dham. And remember the famous lecture Srila Prabhupada said about when he was here in Melbourne, Mahaprabhu Mandir. If all your activities are dedicated for Krishna's enjoyment, if you're always thinking, how can I please Krishna? What can I do to please Krishna? Then you are not living in Melbourne. You are living in Vrindavan. So all the question of what is the nature of your lifestyle? Is your life for Krishna's pleasure, or do we still think we are the supreme enjoyers? Ravi. Thank you. What are the four rules?
No meditating, no use of sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
And what to do every day?
Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, 16 hours.
Minimum. There is no law against chanting more. Your new name is? Hari Loka Das. Obeisance. Hari Loka refers to the spiritual world, the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Gurpreet. Did you paint this room also? Gurpreet is famous as the Mandir painter. What are the four rules? What to do every day? Your new name is Maharasa Das. Maharasa refers to the greatest flavor, the greatest mellow that is contained in Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes. Maharasa Das. Ritu? Obeisances. What are the four rules?
No meditating, no use of sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
And what to do every day?
Minimum 16 hours of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Alright. Your new name is Leela Rasa. Rasa refers to the flavor, the mellow of Krishna's pastimes. So Maharasa and Leela Rasa. You may begin. And certainly we'd like to thank for the welfare of these devotees, Grace Aniruddha Prabhu and Grace Achintya Rupa Mataji and all the senior Vaishnavas of the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir community. Thank you very much. Without your assistance, the spiritual development of these devotees would be very risky. There's an expression that it takes a village to raise a child. Similarly, when there's a strong community of devotees, that gives each devotee a chance to develop nicely in bhakti. Bhakti is a social affair. Hare Krishna.